to Malachi chapter 3. Have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day of life, dear Lord. We're thankful for the memories of the saints, dear Lord, that have gone on before us, that had stayed true, they stayed faithful. With their finances and their supports, dear Lord, to continue to allow the church here to continue to be, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Lord, we want to be in that place, dear Lord. They've gone on to their reward. And dear Lord, you've allowed us to take their places, dear Lord, and to be with our finances and our work and our prayers and things, dear Lord, to allow this place to continue to be a lighthouse here in Essex, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we're thankful for that, dear Lord. And we ask you to be with each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we're thankful for our country. We're thankful for those that have given their lives for us to be free. But dear Lord, we're thankful for the saints that have been faithful, dear Heavenly Father, that have been an example for us, dear Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, as we've grown up and watched their lives, dear Heavenly Father, and they've gone on, dear Lord, help us to be that faithful person also, dear Lord. So we appreciate your goodness to us, dear Lord. We ask you to be with us this morning as we look into the Word of God, that you just anoint the Word, anoint me that I'll bring you to have us to. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray. Amen. So being Memorial Day, thinking of that thought, and in Malachi chapter 3, picking up in verse 16 and 17. He says here, "Then they that fear the Lord spake off one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and they thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Brother Danny brought the story about Memorial Day. You pray for me for time that I could take my time to God to bless the thoughts. I know it's a little bit later. And as he mentioned, originally be called Decoration Day. In the early tradition, they decorated the graves. And actually, they still do that. I've seen them do that out at Holly Hill. And if you go on Holly Hill's website, you can take part. They decorate the graves with wreaths and flowers and wreaths and flags. Memorial Day, Day of Remembrance for those that have died. Those that had passed, I had some numbers also. The Vietnam War, from 65 to 73, there were over 58,000 deaths. World War I was 1917 to 1918. There was over, here it says, about 46,000. World War II, 1939 to 45. Actually, that was 116,000, not 46,000 in World War I. World War II, 1939 to 1945, was over 405,000. The American Civil War, as he mentioned, 1861, 1865, was over 620,000 people passed. A lot of people died in wars. Amen. A lot of people gave their lives that we can be free. And of all those wars and those that have passed, and I've often mentioned this, I would mostly say that those names and those times and those wars have long been forgotten, except for maybe the family members that have some type of a memory of them or something, a memorial of them themselves. But their names have gone. And in those cemeteries, many of them are not any known any longer. And I don't know if you have ever, just playing around sometimes, have you ever Googled your name, gone on the internet and Googled your name? Does it come up? You know, you can Google your name, and your name may come up with a picture, and it's not you. Of course, your name's out there a lot. But does your picture come up? Does your name come up? When I do that to myself, I did it a while back one time. I was looking something up, and my name came up, and a picture of myself come up. I'm like, how did that happen? But the picture was of me on the website, our website, and plus through the shop that I work at, on their website, my picture's on their website, so I guess they draw anything from websites and your name comes up and it puts it on there. I don't know how many of you have seen it. I haven't seen it, but maybe one time. My new company that took over, he came in, he made a commercial, a TV commercial. I'm in the commercial multiple times. I can't go anywhere, and people always say, I see you on the commercial. I was in Home Depot a couple weeks ago, and Bobby, that helped us do a lot of things, I said hi to him. He was dealing with some customers. I said, how you doing, Bobby? I haven't seen him for a while. He looked up. He goes, I see you on TV all the time. And the two people that were sitting there, they looked up at me like, who am I? I'm like, you know. And then a guy in Gerspex the other day, a friend of mine, goes, I see you on TV all the time. I get it all the time, people. And tell me that. I don't ever even see it, though. But for the most part, if you Google your name and your name comes up on the internet and things, we're not really known. We're not known. We're not famous. You can go somewhere in another part of the country, they don't know who you are. Even though you may be on the internet here or whatever, you may be on TV or whatever, there are many people that do know or are known throughout the world. And probably, as I said, most of us aren't even known among this world. But that's okay. That's not what we strive for. That's not what we long for. But Malachi, here he says, there is a book of remembrance. God has made a book of remembrance in verse 16. And they that fear the Lord, those that are saved and living for God, obeying the word of God, they that fear the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened. When we tell God, tell people how good God is, whether we testify out there, whether we come to church on Wednesday nights, a night of testimony, we get a chance to tell people how good God is, and we do when Brother Danny asked for a testimony, to tell people how good God is, what God has done for me, how He has blessed me, how He has helped me, all these things. And it says there, when they spoke often, and the Lord hearkened, the Lord heard it. And the Lord hears your testimony. The Lord hears how you give Him praise, how you honor Him, how you fear God. He says, I'm going to create a book of remembrance for those that remember God. And as I said a little bit ago, all those wars, all those deaths and things like that, it's sad in a sense, but for the most part, they've been many, many years. Of course, the American Civil War was back in the 1800s. All those people, they're not remembered anymore. You could walk through the tombs and look at them, and probably there's not a soul that knows. At my mom and dad's gravesite, when we go out and visit, just a little bit off to the left-hand side, there's a Mr. and Mrs. Siren. They were friends of my mom and dad, and they had no children. And in the years I've been at my mom and dad's grave, there's never been a thing there. There's nobody that has ever visited them. Nobody. And I walk over sometimes just to look and say, I remember them. You know, but nobody probably has ever remembered. They're gone. But God says, when you speak about me and you remember me and you honor me, I'm going to make a book of remembrance. I'm going to make a book of remembrance. It was written before him for they that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Is your name there this morning? By the grace of God, we want our name written in the Lamb's book of life. I want to know that my name is there. I want to know that Christ knows me. I want to know that I have a personal relationship with God. And to do that, I want God to know that I know Him, that I love Him, that I want to follow Him. Is your name there in that book? Over in Revelation, not going to turn over there this morning, but John has said he saw a book in Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. And he says there was a book that was found, and it was called the Book of Life. You know, that's the most important book that any mankind will ever know. Of all the books written, of all the books that are accountable out there, there's only one book that you and I need to be concerned about and worried about, and that's the Book of Life, and we better have our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't care how many it can be written in every book across America and across the world, but if it's not written in that Lamb's Book of Life, your life has no value. Has no purpose. And John says there, he says, seen a book. And there was a book of life there, and there was people's names written in that. And they that were found in the book of life, the Bible says, they shall inherit the eternal glory of God. You know, somebody can say, I've seen you on TV. You know, when people tell me that a lot of times, I kind of get a little embarrassed sometimes. I know I'm nothing that, but I know it's kind of a joke. I've seen you on TV. I have a lady, Henrietta, that comes to service revival sometimes. She goes, I see you. I don't know what she watches. I don't know what channel she watches. She goes, I see you every single night just about. Joking about it. But let me tell you what, I want to know that God knows who I am. I want to know that God knows who I am, and I want to know God, and I want to know that my name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. There are people in this world, they are striving to etch their name in the chronicles of this world. That is their purpose. That is the desire. I want my name to be known in the four corners of this world, that when my name is spoken in history, when I'm gone, I want my name to be remembered. And that could be possible, and that is possible. There are people that have died many years ago. We've got history of who knows. We can always go back to Adam and Eve if you want to. But all through the Old Testament, New Testament, and famous people in history, their names are still written in historians' book and everything. But was their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? And if it was not written there, if there wasn't a remembrance of there, that name that written in this world has no value, has no purpose in things. Verse 16 here, the latter part of verse 16 again. A book of remembrance was written before them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, a day of remembering the fallen soldiers. But there is a day coming that will be called a day of remembrance of your life. Do you have your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning? Do you remember the day that you bowed before Him? Lord, I want to serve You. I repent from sin. And Lord, I'm willing to turn from sin. I'm willing to stop those things from sin that I've done. And by the grace of God, if You'll help me, if You'll guide me, and Lord, I'll turn my life over to You. Do you remember that day? That's the day that I gave to God my whole life, my whole being, my everything. And God took and saved my soul. And the Bible says He wrote His name, my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life where no man can take it out. No man can remove it. No man can add to it. No man can take away. God knows it. And God's the only one. Do you have that this morning? What a wonderful memory that would be, even as we mentioned some of the saints that we read and we talked about. I thank God for the saints that have gone on. We miss them. Certainly we miss them. But there's a wonderful feeling in the heart knowing that they've gone on to the reward. And as Brother Walter said with the one the saint, I wish it was me. You know, one day that's going to be us. We're going to, by the grace of God, if we stay faithful, we stay true, we keep our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, one day we'll receive our reward by the grace of God. But you know what? We want others coming behind us to remember our faithfulness too. To remember ours as some of the ones that we just mentioned this morning. How will you be remembered? How will you be remembered in this life? How will you be remembered in the life after? How will you be remembered here? Do we make a memory? Do we have a, as we mentioned, some of those names, some of those saints of God, and there were blessings and things. And I, as I just mentioned a little bit too, I know sometimes later in life, health and things can hinder our walk with God. I'm not talking about those things, but I'm talking about the days that we're healthy, the days that we're doing well. Are we faithful to God? Are we true to God? Are we pressing on to God? Are we shining, as Jesus says, I want you to be a light, a candle, sitting on top of a shelf, giving light to the whole house? Are we that way? There's a song in our songbook. We'll read two of the verses here. It says, my name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title. Can you do that? Are you confident? I know the enemy always throws battles at us. Oh, you're not saved, this and that. But I thank God he says in that verse, he says, I rise above all doubt and strife, and I read my title clear. And you say, well, there might have been some problems here or there. You know what? I've heard saints for years say, you know, they've had to apologize to God. They've had to go back and repent. They've had to ask for forgiveness. They've stumbled. They've worked. They've had to come to an altar. But you know what their desire was? To continue to press forward. When you get knocked down and things, you say, you know what, I'm just going to give up. They just press forward. They realize the goal that is set before them is great and precious to where nothing is going to deter me from having that and pressing forward. The devil may trip me from time to time, but by the grace of God, help me to get up and go on with life and continue to press on. While others climb through worldly strife to carve a name of honor, High up in heaven's book of life, my name is written there. Is your name there this morning? Do you know it? Do you have confidence of that? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 and 16. He says, can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? He says, yes, they can. It's rare, it's sad. But he says, yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have written thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. You know, as he mentions there, can a woman forget her own children? And it is possible. It is true. That some women, they can forget their own children. They disregard them or give them up or get rid of them, or they grow up and they move on and they have nothing. It is possible. That is probably the most unusual scenario that in life that can be. You know, we talk about Mother's Day and Father's Day. There is such a bond between a mother and a child. There's nothing like it. We're born of her. We're a part of her. I know it's the same that we're part of our father too, but there's a special bond there. And for that to happen, where a woman can forget her birth child, the child that she gave birth to, and just forget her and go away. But God says, I won't forget. And you know what encouraged me? I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and won't go into details of who it was and all, but the woman had a terrible life growing up. And she's in her older years now. And she was asking me, she says, I want to give my testimony. And I encouraged her. I said, you know, I know about your life. I know some of the things about it. I said, but you ought to do that. You ought to give God the acknowledgement, the praise for taking care of you and protecting you. And she said, and it was, the earlier years were terrible. And she says, I truly believe that God was protecting me through them years. God was taking care of me. You know, even sometimes we in our mind think when people go off on their own and they create their own havoc and they create their own destruction, so to speak, to themselves, well, we just write them off or whatever. And we think God does, but God doesn't. As the prodigal son went into the hog pen, those thoughts that he got wasn't his own thoughts. That was God helping him. I'm at the end of my rope. I don't have nowhere else to go. What am I going to do? God says, I know what you can do. I know what you can do. You can go back home. You can go back home. You can repent and go back home. And where that's a better life than what you have here. God was working through that whole scenario. And God has done that to people down through time if they would just take heed. Amen. God says, I will never leave thee, never forsake thee. I'll help you and get you through to get you to a place to where you can recognize God in your life and repent. God says, can a woman forget her child? Yes, a woman can forget. But God says, I won't forget. And he goes into verse 16 there. When we repent, when we ask God to save our souls, he goes, behold, when you do that, I have graven thy name upon the palm of my hand. He says, God says, I'll write your name on my hand. I'll keep your life ever before me. God says, every step of your way, the one verse in the Bible, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God says, every step of your life, I'll take care of you. I'll help you. I'll work with you. Everything you have, God says, I'll be with you. Can we be forgotten? Sure. God won't forget. He says, thy life is continually before me. The world may forget about you and I. And they will. A couple generations. Your grandkids, great-grandkids, once they start having kids, that generation, all you and I will be is a member of a name. Your home that you built or living in today, somebody else will occupy it. And they'll walk in and they'll say, why did that person do this to this house? We're going to change it. No regard of your house or whatever. It's their house now. Your car, somebody will be driving. Pass away, they may sell it to some stranger. They may give it to a family member. You'll be forgotten. That car don't care about you. It's got a new owner. You may have had that car from brand new, and you've got a detailed list of every time you change the oil, change the brakes, change the tires, and somebody else gets that car, they look at that list, and they crumble it up, throw it away, and they drive it until it stops moving. Doesn't matter. All your clothes will be put into a bag and taken to the Goodwill, more than likely. There you go. All it's gone. Never more to remember. God says, but I won't forget you. Your family may forget you in time, but God says, I won't forget you. Paul said one time to Timothy, I remember the unfeigned faith of thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. I asked you earlier a little bit ago, how will you be remembered? Some of these names that I read on this list, most of us, we remember every one of them. And as I said about Brother Reynolds, I remember Brother Reynolds, and I don't know, he wasn't around too long. I wasn't saved too long before he passed on and went on. But the one word that I use when I recognize Brother Reynolds is sweet. He wasn't that way all the time. Brother Reynolds, you correct me if I'm wrong from the testimony, Brother Reynolds lost a son, right? And he lost his son. Brother Reynolds wasn't saved at the time. And he shook his fist at God. And he says, where were you at when my son died? He blamed God. He accused God. God said to him, I was the same place when my son died. When my son died on the cross, I was the same place when your son died. And Brother Reynolds got saved. And what a wonderful, sweet man I heard and seen of him. Personally, I mentioned Sister Hawk, almost a crowning jewel in a sense. Sister Meyer, Sister Bush, many of the brethren that have been here and just faithful and working. We got pictures downstairs of the brethren building this place and things, and appreciate Brother Danny, all he did next door, and all he's done all through the congregation, things across the street, everywhere. We appreciate that. How are we remembered? Paul says, I remember Timothy, I remember your grandmother, and I remember your mother, the faith that they had, and the genuine faith, Timothy. And he says, what did he tell to Timothy? He goes, and I am convinced that that same faith, that same attitude is in you, Timothy. Is it in us? Is God's Spirit in such a way that we're shining, that we're a blessing, that we're showing people that are coming up behind us? You know, that brother, you know, there may be some come in and get saved, and we'll be like Brother Herschel there. He's in a walker. He wasn't that way all the time. He was strong and healthy and well and going, just like all of us were. Well, I only remember him in the last few years, but I've heard about their accounts in the 20 years or 30 years they've been in the congregation saying they've been faithful. Remember, I remember them. How are we doing? Are we the same? You know, we have a books back here in the library. You're welcome to read through some of them. We don't like you to take them out of the library, but the history of the birth, the history of the church, of who started it and who put money down on this property. And, you know, I think $25 or something, or $50 here and there to buy a piece of property to get a church started. Their names are gone. In this building today, there are multiple pieces of furniture that have plaques on them. This table has a plaque on it. Can't see it from here, but it's right there. I looked at it the other day, I don't remember what it said. I don't know the people's name on that plaque. There's two pews all the way in the very back. They have plaques on the inside of the aisle. Remembrance of saints that have gone on. I guess they were. I don't remember. I knew there was more. I had to find them. I think there's one right about where Brother Walter and Sister Linda's sitting on that side. And there's one about where Sister Carol's sitting over on that side. Plaques, just little steel plaques. They're put on the end. Some of you seen in remembrance. I don't think I know any of the names on them. You may.
They're gone.
But God says, I'll remember you. And that's what's important. As we go on through life and we go on, by the grace of God, when I pass away and I stand before God and He opens up His books of remembrance, I want my name to be there. I wanted my name where God sees you. You got saved at whatever date you got saved, and you were faithful. You pressed on. Sure, you had battles. Sure, you had trials. Sure, you had situations in life, but you just continued to press on. You just continued to stay true. You just continued to be what God would have you do. God says, I'll grave your names in the palm of my hands and the walls, and thy walls are continually before His life. He cares about you. You know, Brother David just had a surgery last week. Last week, yeah. We care about it. We prayed for him. One day he'll have it. But you know what? When he got up that morning, God was right there with him. God went down there with him. God was through him. When he was put out, it might have been the twilight there, but even though he didn't know what was going on, so to speak, when he was put out, God says, I'm right here. I know everything that's going on. His life is in my hand. When we go through a surgery of any type, whether it's a dental surgery, a major surgery, a small surgery, God is right there. Many saints have said sometimes, anytime you go under anesthesia, there's a critical situation. But God is right there. He says, I know your life. Your lives are continually before me. As I read many of the saints that have gone on, and we remember them, and we have confidence that by the grace of God, they were written, their names were written in the book of life. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed. When you and I leave, those that are still here, are they going to be blessed by memory? I remember that brother. I remember that sister. I remember how they used to pray. I remember how they used to testify. I remember how they walked. I remember where they sat. I remember that they were quiet. I remember they were jabberjaw. I remember they cried. I remember they didn't cry. I remember they played a piano, they played the organ, they sang songs, they preached, they taught Sunday school, whatever. I remember those things. Are we remembered because of our faithfulness? He says the memory of the just is blessed. But it doesn't end there. But the name of the wicked shall rot. Now that doesn't mean those are out there to live in wicked lives. That means those that are not children of God. God says, you're wicked. Oh, I go to church. I read my Bible. I listen to church songs. But are you saved? Have you repented from sin and ceased from sin? Walked away from sin? Left sin? Applied your life to the Word of God? Put the mirror before you and put the mirror before you and say, by the help of God, I want to live as the mirror shines in my life. Allow me to be there. I had a friend of mine come visit me this past week and work. And I hadn't seen him for a couple months. And I said, you know, how you doing? How you doing? And he said, well, I'm doing okay. And he said, but my little brother just passed away. And I knew him. I knew his brother. And we talked and he left. And so I told somebody else at the shop, I said, hey, so-and-so was here. I said, his brother passed away. I said, did you know that? And he's, no, I didn't know that yet. And we both had the exact same statement that we said about him. And we both said, it's a miracle that he lived this long because of the life that he lived. He cheated people. He was an alcoholic, terrible alcoholic. He ran businesses and cheated people. I think one time he was almost beaten and left for dead. And he just, all kind of problems. But that's what people remember. Say, well, how do people remember? It's amazing that they lived this long, that far, to make it. How will you and I be remembered? It's important how people remember us, I believe. You know, some people can live a life of wickedness, and what a memory that can be, as in the last days, to repent and get saved. Brother Danny mentioned Brother Tommy. Those of you who don't know Brother Tommy, Brother Tommy was among us for many years. He used to sit right up here about where Brother David sat, and he was always in Sunday school class and morning service and things. And Brother Tommy used to be faithful at this part. He would tell the saints, pray for me because I'm not saved. And I believe that was a blessing to his, because later on in life when he got sick, did he have cancer? I think, did he have cancer or something? He had something really serious along with it, took him quickly. But I thank God we were able to be with him in the last days. I remember, I think Sister Bush and I, and maybe Brother Bush, we went down there and he was bedfast, and we had prayer with him or talked to him and everything. And I could tell a different spirit was among him. And when we got ready to pray, he wanted to get up out of bed and get on his knees. He wasn't even really able to. And we had to almost force him to stay there. He said, I want to get up. He goes, no, you just, we'll pray with you. And we have confidence that God made him a place in heaven. That's wonderful news, but when it goes the other way. When it goes the other way, somebody's been saved for many long years, and in the last days of life, they're remembered for those last days. And that's sad sometimes how we are remembered. We can be just faithful for 40 years. But in the last years, how are we remembered too? Help us, Lord, to finish our course faithfully. Memorial Day. A day to remember those that have given their lives for us. Are you saved this morning? Song I sing sometimes, I remember the day, I remember the time when Jesus so sweetly came in. Are you saved? Things well with your soul? Can you remember the day? That same song I just mentioned, I think that's the first chorus, the first verse. I remember the day. I remember the time. Can you remember the day when you asked God to write your name down on his hand? And from that time, and saints, help us to be sincere about this. From that time to the day, has your salvation been pure still? Or has it gotten weak? You know, I've been in battles, I've been in trials, I've been here, there. Has it still been pure? You know, when I got saved, I struggled terribly. Sometimes it was just ignorance of not knowing certain things, and the devil beat me up a lot of times. I made many a trips to the altar. Many a trips. I hated to go to the altar anymore. I made many a trips. Just asked the Lord for help, strength. I was living at home, my mom and dad. They weren't saved. They had no interest in helping me spiritually. Aunt Sissy was a blessing to me, you know, here and there, but she wasn't my mom or anything like that, and there was problems with that somewhat. But anyway, I made many a trips. What's the last time you made sure things are well with you? Because saints, we've all, as saints of God, the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. We get weary. We get tired. We get tired of tracking out the battle. Sometimes we need to go back, Lord. Some people say they like to rededicate their vows when they get married. If you do it, that's fine. It's not something that I think about too much. But you know, when it comes to things of God, Lord, I want to make sure things are well with me. Have you taken time? Lord, I want to make sure things are well. Lord, I want to make sure the communication's well. Lord, if there's something I need to go back and repent from, there's something I need to take care of, if there's something that's hindering my communication, Lord, help me. Where's your goal set? Is your goal set for heaven? Were your names written down? Or are you sort of drifting a little here, a little there, not moving out? Today, if you're not saved, is a great day to live free from sin. Lord, I want to live free from sin. I want to become a child of God. And God says, I will never forget you, and I'll keep you in the memories of my life. May the Lord bless you as we have a song. you'd like to get a songbook and stand, turn to page 152. 152. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. Just as I am, and waiting on to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because I promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down, now to be thine.